Hello, everyone. It is me, Coach MJ. Corinne is on a business trip this week, so you are stuck with me, and I'm excited to be stuck with. So today is all about drinking. It's a drinking Q&A. I'm going to pull up our coach that's going to help. Coach Lisa will be coming into the Q&A for you. So let me see. Oh, it's jumping around. I hate when it does that. Okay. If you have not heard from the No BS, we have enabled live transcripts. So if you are a person who would love to have the words across the bottom of your screen, you will have to go to the CC live transcripts on the bottom menu bar, depending on where you're listening. Is where that will be. You enable it, and then the words will populate as they come out of my face. So it's so exciting. I have some announcements, and then we're going to get to getting. I do have Kleenex with me. I have had a cold all week. You could tell my lips are chapped and dry and all the things. So if I mute myself and have to sneeze, there's that. I told myself it was allergies, but I think I've given that up. It's cold. All right. I'll tell you who I am. I'm Coach MJ. I'm the head coach here at No BS. Lost 85 pounds. I lead this beautiful community team and the coaching team, and it is amazing. It is great to be a No BS woman every single day of my life, and I'm so excited you're here. If you are just joining us, if you are a brand new No BS member, welcome. Each of these Wednesday calls are focused on our theme. So this month, our theme inside of No BS is handling the holidays. And so a big part of the holidays is sometimes you go to parties and sometimes there's alcohol and sometimes you want to have some. So that's what this call is about today. How to plan your drinks, how to stick to that plan, how to honor your plan just like you would a food plan with drinking. And so if you are, a moderation mama or a bottom line bitch inside of No BS, you may not want to attend live calls. If it is going to put you into overwhelm, you can always watch the replays. They're updated on Tuesdays and Fridays in the private member podcast, as well as on the video replays. But if you are here and you are new and you're like, bring it on, I want all the things, welcome. If you want to look more at handling the holidays, you just go on our website, nobswomen.com, and under self-study resources and self-paced workshops, you will find a little box at the top. You just click there and you can get access to all of the handling the holidays information. So we are talking all month long. We're talking about grief. We're talking about people pleasing. We're talking about drinking. We're talking about, in December, we're going to be talking about relationships and how they impact your weight loss. So you are in the right place to lose weight the rest of the year. So the coaches were actually talking about it yesterday. Like, how often this time of year do you say, fuck it, I got too much going on. People bringing in stuff to the office all the time. My aunt's making my favorite food. It's Thanksgiving. It's so hard. I'll just quit and start again in January. And then not only have you quit on yourself, you've got the extra to lose after January. Here's my challenge to you. Eat a little less. Eat your aunt's pie. Leave a few bites. Drink your alcohol, but get your water too. How can you do this year end different than ever before? How can you do it differently? Because you know what's going to happen. You decide it's too much. You don't want to do it. And then in January, what are you doing? Searching for a new weight loss program. Just stay here. Let us help you. Let us finish the year strong like you've never finished the year before. Let's finish it proud. Let's finish it building a habit of some sort between now and the end of the year. And then in January, we are going to hit the ground running. Hit the ground running. If you like challenges, a lot of our No BS women love a good challenge. We are doing the Holidays Handled Challenge this month. It's on the Handling the Holidays page. All you need to do is plan every day, move for 10 minutes, and write one daily gratitude for November. There will be prizes at the end of the month. If you've missed a day, you're just now joining us, start now. We are all about progress, not perfection here at NoBS. Do not think that just because you joined yesterday or last week, or maybe you've been in for a while and you're like, well, fuck, now I can't get a prize. Yes, you can. You finish the month strong. Wherever you start from, just be, you know, do it for the rest of the month. And we'll be sending out information about that. And if you love a challenge, so some of our challenges, we have challenges on the self-paced resources workshops page. Some of them are dated. Some of them have been around a while. And I've got to tell you, next year in NoBS, I've been calling it the year of the challenges. For those of you that love challenges, 2023 is going to be your year. Stay tuned. It is going to be action-focused weight loss. We are losing our weight starting now and through 2023. It is coming. You just wait. But with that being said, to make room for all of the excitement that we have got coming next year, we are going to be retiring our older challenges. But don't worry, I'm telling you, you're not missing a thing. It's going to be lit. We're going to be retiring the 2-pound takedown, the summer reset, and Mission Possible. If you love the videos that the coaches and the special calls that we did during those challenges, they're still all going to be on the video replays page. We got some big stuff coming next year, y'all. I'm just wait. It's going to be, I got goosebumps talking about this shit. I'm so excited. All right. So again, handling the holidays is on the main nobswomen.com under the main homepage menu, self-study resources. This call is about drinking, though. We're going to be talking about drinking. We're going to talk about drinking alcohol and then just drinking a Starbucks latte, all the drinking. And Coach Lisa is going to be putting the link to the drinking plan that Corinne created in the chat. I will also say this, no BS Coach Lisa is in the chat. She's typing in all caps. If you're new, she's not mad or pissed or angry. She just wants to be able to, you know, you can see who it is, who's a NoBS team member on this call. Oh, it's Judith. I said it was Lisa. Lisa's in the Q&A. So if you've got a coaching question for Lisa, populate that in the Q&A. Judith is typing in all caps over there in the chat for you. You can find the drinking worksheet on, again, nobswomen.com, where everything is you need to lose weight, all on that website. Main homepage, self-study resources, helpful worksheets. Now, this is my favorite part of the call. We get to celebrate some amazing NoBS women. 28 NoBS women joined the Queen's Club this month. This week, not this month, this freaking week. One of them, you know, we can't list them all here. Plus, I suck at reading out names. But one of our new queens, Holly Windsor Crowley, said, I am 55 and have been a NoBS woman for 3 years. I joined because I wanted to lose 40 pounds without giving up carbs. Again, girl, ain't that the truth? And this sassy blonde with a potty mouth made a shit ton of sense. For me, it quickly became less about weight loss and more about thinking differently and learning to become the very best version of myself. I will always be a work in progress. Who isn't? But being able to better myself with every shitty thought I rewire is the absolute best return on every dollar spent with NoBS. I will be a lifelong member. I love that so much. Congratulations, Holly, and to the other 25 queens who joins Queens Club. We also had one woman enter Century Club. So if you don't know what that means, it means that Miss Holly Cohill lost 100 pounds. That's what I'm talking about this week. So Queens Club is for anyone who's lost 25 pounds or more. And Century Club is for anyone who's lost over 100 pounds. Sorry. And y'all, it don't matter where you lose it. I don't care if you lost 25 pounds and Weight Watchers, then you came over here, you get credit for that. We are not discounting a pound. You don't have to start over from 1 pound and lose it in no BS. If you've lost 25 pounds, we do not give a shit where you lost it. If you've lost 100 pounds, maybe you lost 50 pounds somewhere and then you've come over to no BS and you're working on losing 50. When you lose that 50 pounds, guess what? You are in Century Club. You need to be celebrated. We need to send you something. You've worked hard. We do not discount weight in this membership. Also, we had 10 women reach goal weight and enter the maintenance group this week. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Good job, ladies. Good job. All right. I am going to take a sip of water and then we're going to get on with this class. Okay. We saw a little bit of discussion this week inside of the Facebook group about what counts as water. Like, what even counts? So I want to go over that. Water counts. Plain old water counts for sure. We want you to get 64 ounces. That's your goal. Maybe you're new to no BS, like I was. This is my drinking past. I drank coffee all day until 5 o'clock when it was time to drink wine. When I would start to drink water, I would literally cough because my body was like, what is that strange substance you're trying to give me? So when I joined no BS, 64 ounces was so unrealistic for me. Guess where I started? 8 ounces. Until I got good at that, and then I added 8, and then I added 8, and then I added 8. Your goal is 64. So if you're a person who is drinking a gallon a day already, carry on, my friend. If you are a person who sometimes gets 32, sometimes doesn't, start with making a plan of getting 32, and then you can add on from there. This is all about, if you've listened to the No BS Weight Loss course, which I hope all of you have, it all goes back to doable. Doable planning, doable hunger, doable goals, doable. So if 64 ounces is not doable for you, just keep in mind that's your goal. That's where you're trying to get. Start where you are and level up 1% at a time. Okay. You can add anything to your water. Corinne puts the Extend in her water. I do as well. You can find it on NoBSWomen.com on our faves page. You can drink Crystal Light, Mio, put a lemon. Anything that's artificially sweetened is totally fine. You can put whatever you want to in your water. Just not like sugar, like Kool-Aid, but sugar-free Kool-Aid, you could. That counts as water. Diet soda and caffeinated beverages. You can count one of those a day in your water. I still do that myself. I drink about 3 cups of coffee, but I do count one of them. Then you can just plan the rest of them after that one, but they don't count as water. So one caffeinated beverage, one diet soda, that counts. Okay. If you drink decaf tea or decaf coffee in the afternoon, it would be a pick me up. You know, it's getting cold. You may want some decaf tea in the afternoon with some Splenda in it. That counts. Go ahead and count that. Now juice, soda, alcohol, milk, and those frou-frou coffees. I'm putting frou-frou coffees. Y'all know white chocolate mochas. Salted caramel lattes from the Starbucks. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Plan these as part of a meal. You can plan them as a snack, whatever you want to do. No reason to cut them out. Just keep in mind that they usually don't trigger our stomach to feel fullness cues. So it's good to know when you're putting them on your plan. Good, better, best them to see if you can level up over time. So maybe you're doing like a, you know, you just start to get like sugar-free vanilla in your vanilla latte, whatever, right? So you just want to start to level them up if you can, and you're going to plan them. And listen, be honest. I'm going to tell you this. We are not writing a book of lies over here. When I first started No BS, I was drinking 4 to 6 glasses of wine every single day. Of course, I tried to write 2. at first, it was not doable for me. If you're drinking two Starbucks a day, consistently, write down two damn Starbucks a day. If you are drinking four glasses of wine, they ain't no shame in your game. You're drinking them anyway, may as well be honest about it. Write it down. We are not going to lie to ourselves anymore. We are not going to ostrich our head in the sand and pretend like shit ain't happening. We're going to look at it with our lab coat on, and we're going to level it up when we feel like it. That's how No BS works. And that is why it's different than anything anybody's ever done before. All right. That's my spiel about that. Because it was hard for me to be honest about how much I was drinking every day. Like, it was really difficult. Even though I was doing it, it was hard for me to like write down. Like, because I went from six, like there were times I would open up a second bottle and have a couple more glasses. But so my first level up was only one bottle of wine a day. Only four. Well, who are we kidding? It's like three glasses in a bottle. I don't know how they measure them things, but whatever. So I could not open the second bottle. That was my first level up. That's how it works. Drinking does not have to be a problem if you plan ahead. If you plan it, if you're honest, if you're going out with friends and y'all are going to go to lunch and then like watch football, if you're like, I'm talking about my friends, you're going to watch the Gamecocks all afternoon and you want to plan one drink, but you usually just drink until you're done, that's not doable. Plan what you really want, what you are able to follow. Get honest. Use the drink plan worksheet. So again, it's on nobswomen.com, where everything is you need to lose weight. It's on the website under helpful worksheets. That is where you can find it. And the link is in the chat. Use the four N's before you drink, the four N's that you learn in module two. Notice what you're thinking about drinking ahead of time, and then check in with yourself after, the day after. Go back and see, how did I do? Was I able to follow my plan? What obstacles came up? Maybe I was fucking eating after I drank. What was going on for me after I drank? There is no messing up. It's just like an overeat, y'all. If you go over your drink plan, you just put on your lab coat, take off that judge's robe. Ain't nobody got time for that. Put on your scientist lab coat and decide what you want to do next time. How can I level this up next time? Am I ready to level it up? Maybe you're not. If you notice you fucking ate, what can I do differently next time? Maybe it's like, as soon, I know I'm drinking wine at dinner tonight. So as soon as before I even eat, I'm going to put everything away so that I'm not two or three glasses of wine in after dinner and having to put my food away and grab ass in the whole time. How can you make it easy on yourself? That's what this is all about. All right. If drinking feels like a problem for you, ask for help. So we are talking about, changing your relationship with drinking. We're talking about someone who is not physically addicted to alcohol. You just notice you're drinking more than you want to. Maybe it's affecting your weight loss. Maybe you're having more fuck it eats when you drink. If you need help, I want you to reach out and ask for help. There is no shame in this community. We love you and we will meet you right where you are. But if you notice that you're just drinking a little more than you want to, there are options available to you. So you can go on the video replays page, type in drinking. We've done a ton of calls about that. If you're a Facebook user, we have a mindful drinking Facebook subgroup that you can join. They are very supportive over there. And also don't forget, y'all, you have ask coaches on nobswomen.com. You can ask us anything about drinking, anything at all. So I want to know if you have any questions for about drinking, post them in the Q&A and I will answer them. Or you can put them in the chat, but the Q&A is easier. The chat goes by very quickly, y'all. It goes by very quickly. And we can even talk about, we can even kind of go through this worksheet. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what the questions are in here so that we can kind of work through them and talk about what some of the answers are going to be. Because a lot of times I notice when people try to plan their drinks, they get very loosey-goosey with it. A little bit loosey-goosey. So I want to make sure that we are on the same page with how to use this worksheet. What I will drink. You going to drink White Claws? You going to drink wine? You going to drink Chardonnay? Or you going to drink Cabernet? What are you drinking? If you're drinking a mixed drink, what mixed drink are you going to have? Get really specific with it. Really specific. Write down exactly what you are going to drink. What I will not drink. Shots, probably. I'm speaking for myself. Shots. How many drinks will I have? And this is when it gets honest, yo. If it's six, write six. I'm gonna be honest. If I go, we always do all-inclusive resorts, like for vacation. I just like that. And I usually put, because you know, it's all day. You know, you're sitting by the pool, then you go drink at lunch and you drink at dinner. I usually put 8 to 10. It's over the course of a day. I'm real honest. I want to make sure I follow it. I'm not lying to myself. I'm just not. We had a big cookout here the other day. I planned more drinks than normal. I was really honest. You plan what you're going to drink. Like for me, whenever I noticed I was drinking 6 glasses of wine at night, I really wanted to be honest with myself, so I would plan for. No judgment, no shame. We don't judge you, and you don't judge you. That's how no BS works. We just get real honest, and then we level up from there. What time will I start and stop drinking? So a lot of people love this tool. So like, let's say that you plan 4 glasses of wine. I have 4 glasses of wine on my plan. And then, but I also say, like, I know if I drink after 10, it's going to affect my sleep. I don't want to drink after 10. So I'm going to drink from 6 to 10, 4 glasses of wine. In that amount of time, I only drink 3. My time to drink has stopped, though. So I'm going to stop drinking at that time. Because I know I plan that 4th glass of wine. But if I drink it, your girl ain't going to sleep good. So I want you to put the time down that you're going to start and stop drinking. If you finish all 4 glasses of wine, I'm just using 4 glasses of wine. Can y'all tell what I typically plan on the weekend? If you finish all 4 glasses of wine before your time, it's not like, oh, I still got time. I should go get another glass. No. It's like, here's the time I'm going to drink. Here's how many drinks I'm going to have during that time. If you have some left over, just stop drinking. If you finish before that, that is not permission to drink more. Before I start drinking, what will I think and feel? I love this question. So Corinne even talks about when she plans drinks, she will not drink them, even if they're planned, if she is pissed or angry or frustrated or whatever. She was like, I'm not drinking to feed those emotions, whatever they are. She needs to feel relaxed, ready to have a good time, wanting to go out with Chris for date night, all that kind of stuff in order to drink, which I love that about her. That is not my rule for myself, but I mean, I think it's a great rule to have. It's like whatever works for you, but I love that she does that for herself. So before I start drinking, what will I think and feel? Maybe relaxed, maybe excited. I don't know. Whatever you want to think and feel before you start. And then while I'm drinking, what will I think and feel? So how do you want to think and feel? I've got this. I know I can follow my drinking plan today. You could even be thinking, I might have urges to drink more, but bitch got goals. That's what I always tell myself. Bitch got goals. I'm learning to love myself by honoring my plan. The very best version of me created this plan for me. I love that so much. The person who makes this drink plan has got your goals in mind. The version of you who is a couple of drinks in, you do not have your weight loss in your mind, probably, if I had to guess. It's not hanging out, you know, you're not hanging out with weight loss. Somebody asked, is this alcohol only or does Starbucks count? I'm going to tell you, Starbucks account too. You can absolutely use this for Starbucks, for the frou-frou drinks. Totally counts. And also, hello, pot smokers. I know you're here. Gummy eaters and pot smokers. Same shit. Insert pot. Insert Starbucks. Insert wine. Insert whiskey. Insert Fireball. Whatever. I know y'all are on here, girl. Go ahead. Plan it. 420, they're saying. I know y'all are here. I don't live under a rock. I don't live under a rock. When I stop drinking, what will I think and feel? You know what? Y'all may like be thinking, I wish I had planned more. I don't want to stop. That could really be what you think and feel whenever you're done with your drink plan. If I start wanting to drink more, hello, we've been talking about it, or fuck it, eat, what can I do to prevent this? Okay, so this is where alcohol and pot are a little bit different than Starbucks, because it does, your like highest level of brain is not running at full tilt at that point. Starbucks, you've not like, you still can use your, you can still like access your prefrontal cortex. Wine and pot are a little bit different. That's what I was talking about. Like, if you know you're going to drink at dinner, maybe you do put all of the food away before you sit down at the table so that you don't grab ass. Maybe if you're going out to dinner, maybe you ask them, I used to do this all the time, bring me a box as soon as you bring out my food, and I would put half in there. I'd go ahead and put half in, just knowing. If you are sitting around, I mean, I know we're not in summer anymore, or if you are at a holiday party, right? And you got the buffet, right? It's like, I used to like carry my like plate around with me because my thing was grazing. So I would always have like a napkin or a plate. So I would always like, you have to put it on a plate. It's a lot more decisive for me. If y'all are out to dinner, I am telling y'all this, if you are at your holiday Christmas party, okay, and you still have food and you've been drinking your wine, maybe you ate a gummy before you came, when you know you're done, this is the MJ way of no grab ass, and nobody has to know. You're sitting there in your fancy schmancy dress or your ugly Christmas sweater, either one. You know you're done. You've been drinking. You want to eat more, even if you haven't been drinking. This is what I do anyway. I take my napkin that I have been using. I reach down. I wipe my napkin on the bottom of my nasty ass shoe. I take the napkin and I put it down on top of my plate. Guess what? I don't grab ass. Shocker. That is something that you can do. You can even start getting in the habit of it now so that it's more automatic whenever you are drinking. Your brain will start to bring it up. So you can go ahead and start practicing now, doing that. Next question. how will I feel the next day after executing the strength plan? So this is when you're going to sit with yourself and decide, okay, I have followed my plan. I have done everything. I have wiped the napkin on the bottom of my shoe. I have put all the food away, whatever it is. How are you going to feel the next day? Because probably when you made the plan, you aren't going to be planning for doing something that'll give you a hangover. If you're going to Starbucks and you typically get the, I used to get white chocolate mochas. And now I get like, you know, a sugar-free vanilla latte with heavy cream, whatever, like I've leveled it up. When you go and they happen to have the caramel brulee latte and you've decided, no, today I planned a sugar-free vanilla latte at the Starbucks. When you've done that and you've made that decision for yourself, how are you going to feel the next day? Probably really proud, probably some motivation, excited to see what else you can do, excited to see if you're ready to level up to something else. All of those things is what you will be feeling. Is there anything else I want to do or think about before finalizing this plan? So really get into like, who all's going to be there? How do I typically behave around these people? Am I going to be uncomfortable? Is it my wife's Christmas party and I'm not going to know the people? What are you going to think in that moment? Is it like your big boss is going to be there and you're never really comfortable around them? What are you going to be thinking and feeling? And then we have an assessment. So this is when you come back the next day. Here's what went well. What'd you do? What went right? Where I can make tweaks for next time. You know what? I planned 3. I drank 4. Maybe next time I'll drink 4. I'll plan 4. Or maybe next time I'll be a little bit more careful about planning my environment around me. Maybe I'll put the food away. Maybe I'll try that napkin trick. What went well? What would I like to level up? That's the drinking plan that Corinne created. It's so good. It's all about decisions ahead of time, y'all. That's all it is. And it's just like, you know, when you join No BS and you're a person who eats Big Macs every single day, you do feel like you may feel bad at first about planning Big Macs every single day, but you do it and you trust us because you know that we say it works. Same thing with this drinking plan. Get honest. Get honest with yourself. All right, questions. Questions. We got a few questions. I'm going to answer them. So, anonymous attendee has asked, this is such a good question. When I start to drink, I often lose control over the power of stopping. Are there people who can't drink at all? I am sure there are. I mean, I know alcoholics, you know, they need to be teetotalers, a lot of them. That is very true. But, anonymous, I want you to think about, when have I ever been a planner of it? Like, when have you ever said, I'm going to drink from 6 to 10 and set an alarm on your clock to remind you, on your watch to remind you that it was time to stop? When have you ever been intentional with planning and stopping? So you know that when you don't plan and you don't have a time frame, that you have trouble stopping. Because you never did give yourself a stopping point. We don't know that that's true when you plan. So instead of, I often lose control over the power of stopping, you could say, I've never done it this way before. I wonder if it'll work. I bet it will. I bet it'll work. You know, in the past, when you haven't planned, it's been difficult to stop. Now let's see what happens when you do plan. That's it. Craft beer is my favorite. We have a lot of breweries here in South Carolina. And Coach Judith in the chat lives in Asheville. I went on a brewery tour with my daughter for her 21st birthday in Asheville, and Coach Judith joined us a little bit. on the weekends, my hubbies and I love going to brew pubs. Not hubbies. She does not have more than one hubby. One hubby. And I love going to brew pubs and trying different beers. How am I to calculate how much is enough? You just decide. You just decide. If you know that you're going to, so maybe your plan is to taste, like, you know, because I've seen those will taste. I've been to breweries. They give you just a little amount. So maybe your plan is to taste six beers, you know, in that little, you know, the little bit that they give you, and to have four beers, four full beers. That could be your plan. I mean, think about how many beers do you typically sample? 10? Then plan you're going to sample 10. If you typically sample five, put five. That's all you need to do. I want to level up and have no drinks during the week. So I plan for no drinks on a day. I think I can do it, but then our plans change and I can't handle the thought, urge, feeling of being at the bar restaurant without at least one. What can I do when plans change and I want to change my plan to one or two while out? If I plan one or two every day, I feel I'll never lose weight. Here's the thing. There's a couple issues with this. Just because you plan it doesn't mean you need to have it. If you're a person who sometimes plans change and you want to always include drinks on your plan, plan them. Don't have them. Just because it's on your plan doesn't mean you need to drink it. That's number one. Number two, how much are you drinking on the regular? So I did mention a little bit about my drinking, you know, past six glasses of wine, four to six glasses of wine, leveled up to four glasses of wine a day. Then I leveled up to one bottle every 2 days. And then two bottles during the whole entire week. I never did include the weekends. Friday and Saturday was, you know, whatever. And then I ended up like a little bit at a time going down to no wine at all during the week. So like for me, Krista, I had like my plan was one bottle every 2 days. The first time I planned that, I drank the whole bottle day one and then I had none the second day. But you could always say like one bottle every 2 days. That could be your plan, your literal drink plan. But here's the thing. Our plans change and I can't handle the thought, urge, feeling of being at a bar restaurant without at least one. I'm going to call you out on that. That is just created by your thoughts. I am sure and positive if you went out to with the Pope, I'm not even Catholic. If you went out with the Pope, what? No, Catholics drink. If you went out with the Baptist preacher, and you went to a bar slash restaurant, you could handle not drinking. You have probably been places. I am sure that you have gone out for a business lunch and not drank. I'm positive. Swear it. I know it's true. So I know that you can go to a bar slash restaurant and not drink. You have evidence and it has been proven. So why do you think this is any different? It's probably I'm missing out. You're probably drinking for a feeling because you're frustrated or you're stressed or this is just how it goes. That is why you want to make your drink plan. Bitch got goals. You can handle urges. You've done it before. I know you have. It is deciding ahead of time what you want to do. I just didn't plan it this time. Will you want it when you get there? Yes. Yes. Just like sometimes you want to slap the woman in front of you with all the coupons, but you don't. We have urges all the time to do things, to say things, and we just don't. We're like, no, not today, Satan, not today. Yeah. So you have choices. You can plan one or two every day. And if plans change, you can have them. You can even plan like one to two drinks if I go out. So if you're home, it's a no. So you can even get more specific with it. If I go out, if you don't go out, you don't have it. What are some strategies to cut down drinking during the week? Erin, I think I just explained that. So it's like, you know, just look at where you are, be really, really honest about where you are. And then it's those 1% level ups. So, I mean, whenever I say I went from 6 to 4 to 1 every, that took a couple months. It's like whenever I felt really good about where I was, then you can level it up again. Then you can level it up again. How far in advance should you plan your drink? So in some past videos, they have said a few days in advance, but I seem to struggle planning that far ahead. Some people, like for me, whenever I was trying to cut down drinking during the week, I did a weekly drink plan. So I would just kind of have my week planned out. But if you're like a weekend drinker, or if you want to just plan, like, you know, plan it every day, like on the days that you're going to drink, that's totally fine. You can do it either way that works for you. I'm realizing if I drink 2 glasses of wine, I don't even much still feel like I gain weight. Wine has a lot of sugar, correct? It does. And you may notice, like, sometimes different foods, different, like for me, it's like Chinese food and pizza. I eat that and my weight goes up for a few days. You may notice a fluctuation in your weight after you drink wine, a day after you drink wine, and then you just drink a ton of water and maybe it just disappears. But you said you don't drink it very often. So, I mean, if you want to include it still, just know, like, just like me, I know if I eat pizza, I'm going to be up 3 pounds, period. It's a good trade for me. I know in the next few days it's going to come off because pizza just does that to my body. So I've decided it's worth it to me sometimes to eat pizza. And maybe you're like, you know what? It's not worth it. The weight gain, I only drink a couple glasses every so often. It's just not worth it to me. That could be your choice as well. It just depends on what you want to do and how you want to handle it. So Sheila says, I want to be more like Corinne and not drink to deal with negative emotions. Can you talk more about how to do this? This is a good way. Like, this worksheet is really good. And even she'll say, like, even if she has planned drinks, like they've got a date night, something's going on, and then she just has a really, really shitty day. She's like, I'm not drinking for that. She's just made a decision ahead of time that, like, there are certain times she just will not drink. If she's pissed, if she's stressed, even if it's on the plan, it's just a decision she's made for herself. I'm sure she wrote about it a lot. I'm sure she has a lot of whys why that is important to her. And I'm sure in the moment she reminds herself of that. When you know you've eaten enough after taking a gummy, I get hungry. If I ignore it, I wake up in the middle of the night starving. If I don't have a gummy before bed, this doesn't happen, but I get really shitty sleep. Any ideas? Okay, Rebecca, this is an amazing question. So if you are a person who has been hungry in the middle of the night and continued to feed that urge, it really could partially be a habit. So what I would suggest is to take the gummy if it helps you sleep. Don't eat the snack for 2 weeks. 2 weeks now. Keep water by your bed. When you wake up starving, drink the water. And see how you feel. Just lay there. You may need to lay there and you may still have an urge. Karen used to say, like, for nighttime snackers that are like used to waking up and going to eat, she'd be like, just lay there bored as fuck. Don't turn on TV. Don't look at your phone, nothing. You drink the water and you just lay there. Do that for 2 weeks. And you may even notice that your body quits waking you up because you keep having an answered urge in the middle of the night. So it may still just be waking you up out of habit. I love to have a few glasses of wine with my friends if we go out. And I also love to have three glasses over the evening if I'm watching movies at home Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. would love to just keep this lifestyle, but with menopause and belly fat, it undermines my progress and I really beat myself up the next day. Any recommendations on how to stop berating myself the next day? Yeah, this worksheet. What do I want to think and feel tomorrow? This is the way that I want to live my life. I love that I can, you know, lose weight and be at and have my glasses of wine. I really do love that. I love that I've given myself permission to do this for myself. Now, if it's affecting your weight loss and you don't love it, maybe you're like, we'll level this up. Let's say that weight loss is your problem. You're like, I notice when I drink this, I don't lose weight. And if that's the case, what you could do is say, Sandy, so you could say, I'm going to have 3 glasses of wine on Friday and Saturday, but 2 glasses on Sunday. That could be your first level up. And then see if you start losing weight. If you don't, then you could say, okay, on Friday and Sunday, I'm going to have 2 glasses of wine, but on Saturday, I'm going to have 3 glasses of wine. Give that a try. See if you lose weight. It's as simple as that. But you decide ahead of time. Your brain, when you wake up, is going to throw shade like it always has. When you drink, you have all these thoughts about, I mean, I'm in menopause. I got belly fat. I'm good. You get to decide what you're going to tell yourself. You decide that ahead of time. And know, just know, where'd my old shitty go? Oh, here he is. Old shitty. The first thing you're going to think is, you shouldn't have done that. You're never going to lose your weight. And then you're like, hold on a minute. Let's plug that into the four ends. Hello. And you take it. It's normal to think that because you've always thought it. Neutralize 3 glasses of wine Friday night. Next best thought. I made a plan and I followed it. And that is awesome. All right. That was our last question. Oh, it was a Mrs. Doubtfire voice. I love that. Thank you. That made my day. What else do you have for me about drinking? Anything else? Anything else? Because I could give you 10 minutes, yo. I don't get as long-winded as Corinne. Y'all may have noticed that. Oh, Emma, thank you. I'm actually coaching on Sunday. Corinne is off this week. So I am actually your coach on record for a Sunday's call, weight loss call as well. I do want to tell you about a little bit of stuff coming up this week. So tomorrow night, I'm going to tell you what is coming up. Coach Judith, the amazing Coach Judith, who is in the chat right now, is doing a handling the holidays, normalizing grief call. And I am just telling you, Coach Judith, she is my accountability partner, and she does happen to be one of my very best friends in the whole wide world, but she honestly, this topic is so close to her, and she's done so much work on herself through the passing of her mother. When I watch Judith coach, I feel very safe. I just feel she is so good. So I don't care if you lost somebody this year or if you lost somebody 10 years ago and at the holidays or any time of year. Doesn't just have to be at the holidays. You just really have a really hard time. Please join Coach Judith tomorrow night. You can find everything about the call on nobswomen.com. She will be doing that call. We have got a call on Saturday, maintenance coaching. So if you are in maintenance, you can hop on, get coached. And then on Saturday at 10:30 Central, if you've ever thought about private coaching, the coaches are going to come on and do a panel about is private coaching right for me? So I don't know if you know now, but your FSA and HSA cards may cover private coaching as well as your membership. Maybe you did not know that. There is all the information that you need is on the private coaching page. And then on Sunday, I will be doing the weight loss coaching call, and all of you new queens come to the Queens Club call. But it's, it's a big week here at No BS. So y'all have a great week. plan your drinks, y'all. Be honest. That's the best gift you can give yourself. That is the best gift is honesty. Because this is what I always say. You cannot improve a habit you don't have. You also cannot improve a habit you don't acknowledge. So if you're not a consistent planner and you're trying to level up your food, be a planner first. You cannot level up a habit you don't have. And you cannot work on a habit that you're not honest about. Ever. So be honest with yourself. Yes, go to bed proud, not perfect, honey. I'm full of them. Bitch got goals. Wiping the napkin on the bottom of your shoe. All that stuff. I got them all. I've tried it all. Tried it all. Excuse me. All right. Y'all have a great rest of your week. I will see y'all. The coaches will see you inside of Ask Coaches, inside of Facebook, all that kind of stuff. And the FSA, HSA information, I believe, is in the newsletter this week, which you can also find on nobswomen.com under newsletter. And all of that information also lives on the private coaching page on the website. The same form that you would fill out for private coaching is the same form that you would fill out for it to pay for your membership. So, yeah. How about planning two drinks and drinking four and waking up the next day? Yeah. Take off the damn shame, y'all, for God's sake. Yes, Lord. Take it off. Take off this. Just learn from it, honey. Learn from it. Never waste an overeat. Never waste an overdrink. Learn from it. All right. Catherine does have one more question. I find that I will plan a certain number of drinks and then just blow right through it when it feels like it. What is the best way to ensure that I stop at what I have planned in the moment? Usually I just say, screw it. Catherine, I would add in the time component with listen, you need to set a reminder on your phone. Like, let's say it's 10 PM. Imagine you are three drinks in and at 10 o'clock, your phone dings and you look down at it and it says, bitch got goals. I bet that might be a good way for you to stop. I'm going to tell y'all what else I did. If I would plan two drinks, I would take my bottle of wine and pour half of it out. So whenever I drank my two drinks, it would be gone. It's like, what is going to make it easier for me in the moment? How can I make this easier on me in the moment? Maybe if you're a beer drinker, you never leave beer in your fridge, but if you've got three beers on your plan, you only put three beers in the fridge. The rest of them are hot. How can you make it easy, y'all? How can you make it easy? That's what I want, you know, all of y'all to be thinking about. What is a strategy that I can do when my frontal brain is not really thinking too well? What can I do to make this easier on me? To take away some of my decisions. That's all it is, y'all. That's it. All right. Y'all have a great day. Great week. And I will talk to y'all I'll see y'all on Sunday. Judith will see you tomorrow. Y'all have a great rest of your day. Bye, y'all.